Hey there, it's Bill from HistoryHighlights.com. My HistoryHighlights.com presentations are for the curious mind without a lot of time. You deserve a little time to experience fascinating true stories, all in about an hour. We offer two audiobooks to cover the incredible expedition led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark from 1803 to 1806. They explored across vast, unknown portions of North America in one of the greatest adventure stories in American history. In early 1803, President Thomas Jefferson convinced Congress to fund exploration of a possible trade route up the Missouri River, across the Rocky Mountains, and down the Columbia River system to the Pacific Ocean. Jefferson selected his assistant, Meriwether Lewis, to lead the expedition. Joined by William Clark, they spent the winter of 1803-1804 near St. Louis to recruit their team and acquire tons of supplies and trade goods. On May 14th of 1804, the group of 43 men began their laborious journey upstream along the Missouri River. A full day's exertion might yield 14 miles. Ascending the Missouri River, meetings with the Native Americans ranged from cordial to near violent. The death of an expedition member provided a powerful reminder of the journey's risks. Into the Missouri River's far northern regions, they built a fort to winter near the village of the friendly Mandan Indians in what today is North Dakota. Upon their spring departure, they sent part of the group back to St. Louis with the keel boat and proceeded with only 33 individuals in canoes. The group struggled upstream, battled grizzly bears, portaged around massive waterfalls, and finally reached the Missouri's headwaters. They acquired horses from the Shoshone Indians and barely survived crossing the snow-covered Rocky Mountains. Finally, starving and stumbling down the western slope of the mountains, they were welcomed and assisted by Nez Perce Indians. They crafted new canoes and battled their way downriver through the rapids and falls of today's Clearwater River, Snake River, and Columbia River, all the way to the Pacific Ocean. There, they endured a rainy and cold 1805-1806 winter camp near the mouth of the Columbia River. Their return trip and adventures after the journey are so dramatic and fascinating that I dedicated a second full installment in our History Highlights series. Their return journey finally carried them back over the Rocky Mountains, where they divided into three different groups to explore even more territory. Those separate endeavors produced even more diverse adventures, including the only violent encounter with Native Americans, and another tragedy as Meriwether Lewis was shot and badly wounded in a hunting accident. Finally reunited, the expedition returned to St. Louis on September 23rd of 1806. They had been gone 2 years, 4 months, and 10 days. Their story is awe-inspiring. Unbelievable physical exertion, the potential accidents, the dangerous rivers, weather, animals, sickness, disease, and potential violence with the Native Americans. The expedition was well supplied, staffed with talented members, and guided by amazing leaders. But all along their journey, the group also received significant assistance from the Native Americans. Join me to explore the most dramatic and significant highlights of this incredible adventure. My HistoryHighlights.com audiobook series offers one presentation covering their western journey to the Pacific and a second volume highlighting their fascinating return journey and their remarkable lives after the expedition. You deserve an hour to be fascinated, so join me for a journey of discovery. In just a few clicks, you can easily listen online or by download with any smartphone, tablet, or computer. So let's get started now. To learn more, visit HistoryHighlights.com.